Canmore. The Norwegian men swept the podium and Sweden's Frida Karlsson was Canmore's queen of the classic in the 20 km mass start classic at the 2024 FIS Co-op Cross Country World Cup, Sunday, February 11, at the Canmore Nordic Center. Continuing a dominant trend, the Norwegian men won a third straight gold medal at the Canmore World Cup, 7 total, 3 gold, 3 silver, 1 bronze, when Paul Gullberg, 52 minutes 10 seconds and 7 milliseconds, edged out countryman Johannes Klebo, 52 minutes 10 seconds and 9 milliseconds, on Sunday afternoon. Mattis Stenshagen, 52 minutes 11 seconds and 2 milliseconds, took bronze, which was also his first World Cup podium. Impressive victory for Paul Gullberg, first place medal in the 20 km C. Enjoy this minute of recap. Cold face hashtag Fiskross Country hashtag Winter Sports hashtag World Cup hashtag canmorepick.twitter.com/LT1HBO Fiskross Country, at Fiskross Country, February 11, 2024. Karlsson won her 23rd World Cup medal when she crossed the finish line in first place at a time of 57 minutes 8 seconds and 2 milliseconds. Finland's Kerttu Niskanen, 57 minutes 9 seconds and 8 milliseconds, took silver, and Norway's Heidi Weng, 57 minutes 16 seconds and 3 milliseconds, took home bronze. Classic Queen in Alberta, Canada, Frida Karlsson, Sweden in top sign form. Hashtag Fiskross Country hashtag World Cup hashtag Classic hashtag Mass Start hashtag Winter Sports hashtag Canada hashtag canmorepick.twitter.com/0RVSB11SXM Fiskross Country, at Fiskross Country, February 11, 2024. Quick results. Canmore World Cup, February 11th. Top-ranked Canadian woman Catherine Stewart-Jones made her 2024 Canmore World Cup debut in the 20 km Classic. The 28-year-old Olympian has been battling an illness for the past 6 weeks. She finished 28th in the 6-lap race and was fighting with the top pack until the 3rd lap. "I felt so relaxed in the first couple of laps and it hit me pretty suddenly," said Stewart-Jones. "I'd barely done any intensity for a while, so I think my body wasn't used to it, and I was getting some pretty bad cramps in my arms and legs, so I knew I had to slow down and keep an even pace, and I was able to do that. So I'm just proud I was able to finish and not blow up too much." Olympian Antoine Cyr was the top Canuck, finishing 16th in the men's race at a time of 52 minutes 42 seconds and 1 millisecond. After not starting in Saturday's sprints, Cyr said he felt like a caged lion watching the fast races in his hotel room. "I like to say I got benched yesterday from the coaches, but in reality, they thought it was better for me to sit out," said Cry with a laugh. "Skate sprinting has been complicated this year, so I think it was the right decision, especially in Canmore. It's a little bit more altitude and 4 races in 5 days is a little bit nuts, so I think it was a good decision. With 16th place today, I think we made a good call." Sam Hendry of Canmore finished a World Cup best 21 stone, while rising prospect Xavier McKeever of Canmore finished 49th. The Canmore World Cup resumes Tuesday, February 13, for the Sprint Classic races, starting at 9 a.m. for the qualifications. The finals are at 11:30 a.m. CBC Sports is broadcasting the races.